Now, will you give me your full name, please?
Hey.
Okay. And how do you spell your last name?
H-A-L-E-Y.
Okay. And what's your address, Mr. Bud?
Yelton Ralph Sim.
And what county are we in here?
Yelton County.
And where were you born, Mr.
Yelton County.
Right near here?
Yes, down the road here. Went to school at Hunter Chapel.
Uh-huh. And now where is that?
It's right down the road here, about 3-4 miles.
Uh-huh. Okay.
One to his county board.
And about how many years did you go to school?
I don't know. I went a little while.
But, well, you about 6 years or so, or?
About 8 years, I suppose.
Okay. And what's your occupation, Mr.?
Farming.
Okay. And let's see, do you know where your mother and father were born?
In Elk County.
Okay. And what was your father's occupation?
Farming.
Okay. And let's see, how old are you, Mr.?
63.
Okay. And what's your religion? What church do you go to?
Methodist Church.
Now, let's see. Did your mother have a job?
No, she farmed.
Okay. And how much education did your parents have?
Well, they didn't have much, about fourth grade, I guess.
Uh-huh. Could they read and write pretty well?
Yes, my mama could.
Uh-huh.
Read and write.
And had they gone to school in this area?
Yes. Yeah, we could.
Okay. Now, do you know where your mother's parents came from?
Around here.
Okay.
Elm County.
And how about your father's parents?
In Elm County.
Okay. That's wonderful. And your family really are old settlers.
Yes.
Now, let's see. Are you married, Mr.?
Yes, sir.
And how old is your wife?
My wife is 60.
And is she a Methodist too?
Yes.
And does she work?
Yes.
What?
Farm.
Okay. And did she go to Hunter Chapel School too?
Yep, she went to Hunter Chapel School some, and then she may have been to some other schools too.
Uh-huh.
Different school too. She was in Hunter Chapel, she is.
Okay. And about how many years did she go to school all
total? I would say about 5 or 6 years,
okay.
I would say.
And where was she born?
In Elbert County.
Okay. Right near here too?
Yes.
Now, do you know where her parents came from? Over there?
Elbert County, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going.
Ma'am.
I was just waiting until the call stopped out there. I'm going to ask you some of these questions I was telling you.
Yes.
What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this
evening.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
sun up.
Okay. And in the morning it's sun up, and in the evening it's
sun down.
If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is
breaking.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
A hard shower.
Hello.
Hey.
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Mantelpiece.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?